Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
So let's get into it. First question is, yeah, let's talk about that. $3.4 million number, American Dream. And yeah, can you give us some more, you know, details on that?
Sure, absolutely. So we're always looking at what people are looking for on Investopedia. And when we come to the end of the year, we look at the terms that pop the most. What were people searching for the most, either at one distinct period of time, or what definition or term had the most consistent search? And American Dream was our top term of the year. People were looking for that throughout the year. So we got into that a little bit. Why were people looking up the American Dream? And the more we looked, the more we understood that it felt like it was out of reach for a lot of people, especially young people who feel like they're not going to be able to have a good financial life as their parents. They're not going to be able to do better than their parents. They may not ever be able to buy a home, given mortgage rates, given the high price of housing these days. So we got into it a little bit more and we said, why don't we actually put a number on it? What would it cost today, if you wanted to build the so-called dream? And to be completely candid, My dream and your dream are very different, and the dream of everybody listening is very different. But a reasonable expectation to build a family, raise a family, have a couple of kids, send them to school for a couple of years, have a couple of pets that live 15 years on average each, own 5 to 6 used cars over your lifetime, pay for health insurance, the cost of raising a kid, having a little bit of money, $750,000 set aside for 10 years of retirement. When we totaled that up, it came to $3.4 million. Again, your dream and my dream are different, but these are reasonable expectations for raising a family today in this country. And that does include buying a home. Not everybody wants to buy a home, but if you wanted to, and that was kind of what the dream was purported to be, right? Being able to do whatever you wanted to do in this country, no matter who you are, that's the purpose of the dream. The American dream was actually coined in 1931 by an author in a book called Epic of America, James Truslow Adams. He wrote about the American dream in the depths of the Depression when he was talking about dream of a land in which life should be better, richer, and fuller for everyone with opportunity for each according to ability or achievement. Well, the financial services industry over the last 30 years turned that into owning a home, having retirement assets, being able to afford a college education for your family, being able to afford insurance, healthcare, and all those things. So just taking the reasonable expectations for what that is today, that's $3.4 million. But the problem, guys, is if you take the median income over a lifetime of earning, you get to about $2.3 million. So there's a million-plus-dollar gap between what people are actually earning and what it costs to have those reasonable expectations to raise a family today.
So what would be, being that the average American is going to earn less than $3.4 million, right? What would be the suggestion? Like, what's the outcome of this study? So one thing is like, okay, you got, and actually I asked ChatGPT and they said that they actually put it at $1.7 million for average person. But
just inflation.
So the first thing I would say is obviously it would pay that to be in a two income household, because then that 1.7 turns to 3.2, and no, 1.7, yeah, right? 3.2.
3.4.
Yeah. So that would put you right there, actually, if you're married, according to ChatGPT. But for people that are not in that category and are not on pace to earn that much money in their lives, span, what's the takeaway? What can they do to actually improve their situation to meet that challenge?
They should invest, right? How do you fill the gap? Where's that $1.1 million or whatever you're missing going to come from? It comes from growing your money, right? It comes from investing. That's one way of doing it, or changing the framework of your dream. Maybe you never wanted to own a home. Maybe that's not important to you. Maybe you don't drive. Maybe you don't have a kid or you don't want to raise a family. But if you want to have those reasonable expectations for raising a family today, you're going to get to around that number. But you can change the numbers any which way depending on your lifestyle. But let's just say that is that $3.4 million and you're far away from it. Investing is a way to fill the gap. Making your money work for you while you're working is the way to make sure that you're getting to that number or beyond that number so you can live even a little bit more comfortably. That's the point of this program, right? That's the point of what you guys are doing. Helping people build wealth, helping them find different pathways to build wealth over a lifetime. That's what we believe in, and I think that's the answer.
And plus, with the rate of inflation going up so high, it's going to be a mistake in 10 or 15 years if you don't own a home. So I know there's a big agenda for people to not own, but you have to invest for the long term, and you definitely have to look towards owning a home, because if not, I think the prices will probably double in the next 10 years.
Yep. Own a home or own real estate properties that produce income for you. You have to have ways of producing money for you outside of your normal occupation. There's two ways to look at it, right? When you work, that's your labor. Those are your labor dollars that sustain you. But to put your money to work while you're working, get those two things going at the same time, that's how you generate wealth over the long term. And that's how you build generational wealth. But a lot of people just don't learn that, which is why I'm so impressed with what you guys are doing. You've been teaching people how to do this for a long time. That's the point, right? You have to build your wealth and have your money work for you.
Yeah. So in order to get to this 3.4, there's obviously things you said like investing. But I wonder, when you look at the search, the results from your searches, did anything stand out to you, right? Because if I'm looking at your top 10, number 10 was racketeering, which is pretty interesting. Number 9, assumable mortgages. Number 8, bricks, which we've spoken about. Number 7, treasury bill. Number 6, debt ceiling. 5, inverted yield curve.
My favorite.
Number 4, certificate of deposit. Number three, artificial intelligence, which I probably thought would be number one. Number two, bank failures, and like you said, the American dream. So as we're searching for these things, what's staring out to you guys as a company saying, all right, well, we got to feed more information. We got to figure out why people are looking at these things. What was glaring to you as you got those results coming back?
Yeah, artificial intelligence was actually our reader's pick for term of the year, and it makes a lot of sense. Not only was it a huge investing theme, note NVIDIA, note a lot of the AI-related stocks that had enormous outperformance this year, but AI touched every single industry that we pretty much encounter, right? It was behind the writer and actor strike in Hollywood. It was behind a lot of what's going on in the auto industry in terms of what that's going to turn into over the next few years. You just mentioned ChatGPT when you asked it how much it would cost to, how much a dual family would earn over a lifetime. So it's involved in everything that we're involved with today. And I think it's going to be a dominant theme going forward. So we have to do a lot more content around that, not just as an investing theme, but what does it mean for industries? What does it mean for the future of productivity in this country and around the world? But when you look at other things like bank failures, well, those popped because we were having bank failures in the spring. Banks are supposed to be boring, but they were anything but boring earlier on this year when they were failing and the Treasury and FDIC were seizing them, but also taking extraordinary measures to bail out customers of banks, right? The FDIC only guarantees, and we did a show on this with you guys when this was happening back in last spring, only supposed to cover you for $250,000. Well, the Treasury Department said, we're going to cover you way beyond that. So that was really interesting. We've been in an inverted yield curve in one form or another all year, and that usually precedes a recession. We've been kind of waiting for a recession now for about 15, 16 months. Not saying we won't have one, but the fact that the dynamics have changed, right? If we had an inverted yield curve 5-10 years ago, we would have had a recession like the next minute. But things are really different these days. So we had to get in more of that. And also, the assumable mortgage, that really stood out to us. Why? Because this is a way, if I want to buy your house, Ian, you just transfer your mortgage to me instead of me going out and getting an 8% mortgage. It's a unique way of doing transferring a mortgage and actually selling a house to another person. This was popping for us because people were looking for ways to actually own a home, be able to buy a home for the first time. So that's why this term was popping.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.